This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. More than 50,000 Front Range customers of Xcel Energy started a third day without power this morning. The company sent voicemails yesterday saying it's moving as fast as possible to get power back on.
As the extreme winds affecting portions of Colorado die down, Xcel Energy crews are out repairing damages to the electric system.
Xcel shut off power in vulnerable areas ahead of this weekend's windstorm. The storm also damaged some of the company's equipment. A Southwest Airlines flight was forced to return to Denver yesterday morning after an engine cover peeled away just after leaving for Houston. Shortly after the plane took off, a pilot declared an emergency.
Let's go ahead and declare an emergency for Southwest 3695, and we'd like an immediate return. We got a piece of the engine cowling hanging off, apparently.
Passengers and cabin crew were first to notice something was wrong.
Several passengers and flight attendants heard something loud hit the wing.
No injuries were reported. Passengers were rebooked on another flight to Houston. The Federal Aviation Administration is now investigating what went wrong on the Boeing 737-800 plane. The global space economy is growing so quickly that the industry can hardly keep up. Heather Pringle is with the Space Foundation, a nonprofit in Colorado Springs.
The space workforce is struggling to fuel that economy and to keep pace with it. So we have a really strong effort to educate K through 12 kiddos. We are partnered with an initiative called Space Workforce 2030.
The Space Foundation hosts a global space symposium this week in Colorado Springs. Among the 12,000 attendees will be 350 school teachers from around the world. Some areas of Colorado Springs have slight chances for showers this afternoon. Around Denver and Grand Junction, mostly sunny. This is CPR News and KRCC.